Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for the Ami Yoshev B'tzion. Le Nishmas, our Rabbi Goyen Rav Yosef Zusmanovich Zatzal. It's part of our series on Kedoshim, who killed Al Kiddush Hashem. And what we have left is their legacy and their Torah. And Rav Yosef Zusmanovich was he should be more well known. Unfortunately, he's not. He was born in 1895 in Minsk. He was Nifter in 1941 in Vilkomir. He was a Litvisher Rav. He was a Rav in Slobodka. He was a Rav in Vilkomir. His father was Asher Dov Zusman. His family was descended from the De Leon family, which is the one who revealed the Zohar Kaddish was Moshe de Leon in the 1300s. So that's their descendant from that Sephardi family. When he was a child, the family came up to Eretz Yisrael, lived in Yerushalayim, and they used to call him the Yerushalmi. That was his nickname and his pseudonym. And then the family changed their name to de Leon. They would also use the name Zusman. His sister, Pua Miriam Zusman de Leon, that's some name, married Rav David Jungreis, who was the rabbi of the Eidah Charedis, very, very well-known Talmud Chacham. Then he comes back to Lithuania, goes to Slobodka. He learns by Rav Itzel Rabinovich in 1919, because of the end of World War I and the events surrounding that, he goes to Telz. Then he goes back to Slobodka. He marries the daughter of the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Knesset Yisrael in Slobodka, and afterwards in Chevron. In 1924, the Alter Mi Slobodka split up the Yeshiva. The older Bachrim went with the Alter and Rav Moshe Mordechai to Eretz Yisrael to Chevron, where they established the Yeshiva there until the Maraot of Tarpat, the horrific massacre of 1929. Then they moved to Yerushalayim. The younger Bachrim remained in Slobodka. The son of the Alter, Rav Moshe Finkel, who was also the son-in-law of Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, was the natural candidate to run the yeshiva. But a year later, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he's nifter a year after his aliyah. So the remaining candidates are Rav Isaac Sher, who was the son-in-law of the Alter, and Rav Zusmanovich, who was the son-in-law of Rav Epstein. Both of them had taught in the yeshiva in earlier periods. Unfortunately, this created a great machlokas, and the brachim was split up into two camps. And this was reminiscent of the polemic on Musar, which happened a few years before. Rav Zusmanovich was not a fan of making Musar an essential part of the yeshiva curriculum, and Rav Sher was more the famous set of Sfarim Likutei Sichos Musar. So at the end of the Machlokes, Rav Sher was appointed Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Zusmanovich comes back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. Then Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein is nifter. At the beginning of 1934, he comes back to Slobodka, and he wants to take over his father-in-law's position of the Rav of Slobodka, if not being Rosh Yeshiva. And the Rosh Yeshiva at the time were not in favor. They didn't even want it to become Rav of Slobodka. They thought it would impinge on the authority of the Hanhal of the yeshiva. But the locals appointed Rav Zusmanovich anyway. Slobodka, the yeshiva, separated from the community, and they established their own community, headed by Rav Zalman Osovsky. Then Rav Meir Shapira's nifter in 1934. The founder of Yeshiva Schachme Lublin, Rav Zusmanovich, is invited there to try out to be Rosh Yeshiva now. It's a very Hasidish yeshiva, and Rav Zusmanovich is very Litvish. He tried. He goes there. He dresses in Hasidish garb. He tries to accommodate himself, but the style, at least as is told, was too different for him to adjust to, and therefore he comes back to Slobodka. 1935, he's back in Eretz Yisrael. He's there for a few months. That year, the revisionist movement wanted to open up their own histadrut. And he was called to join. I guess he had Zionist leanings. He was called by Zev Jabotinsky, who writes a telegram. He writes, this is the 25th of July, 1935. Kovna Kotevich Agon Zismanovich Mislabotke, Psvedronim HaYerushalmi, his pseudonym is Yerushalmi, HaNimtza B'Yerushalayim Etzel Rav Asher Dileyan, who's been Yerushalayim by his father, Rav Asher Dileyan, Notel Lishtatef B'NZO, is inclined to join the National Zionist Organization, the Naya Tzionishtese Organizatsiya. And he promised that in Eretz Yisrael he's going to decide, pay attention. Will I circus Yashbia, wherever circus is? Maybe he'll have Ashba. Rav Zismanovich goes back to Slabodka, but he doesn't like the machlokas there, the two kihilos. So the Rav of Vilkomir, Rabbi Leib Reuven, was nifter. He presented his candidacy for the position, and he was chosen. So this is about 1935, and in 1941 he was killed by the Nazis. Besides his works on Sechetz Rosh Hashanah and Hochetz Ma'acholas Asuros, Chalkol Sheyosef and Tuvas Melech, many of his writings, he has writings on all of Mesechtas Hashas, were lost, unfortunately, in the Second World War. Interestingly, his brother, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Dileon, passed away in his youth, but his niece, in other words, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi's daughter, married Rabbi Yosef Bagad, who's a well-known Medati Lumi community. There's numerous interesting, fascinating Sfarim. And he was the Rosh Yeshiva Yeshivat Nechalim, a Yeshiva Tichonit. And like I mentioned, his sister, Pua Miriam, married of David Jungreis, the Rabbi Eli Charedis. His sister, Sarah, married Mordechai Gimbel Barg, who was the Menal Aruchni Shal Yeshivas Shari Shamayim. Another sister married Meir Horowitz, the son of Yosef Gershon Horowitz, the Rav of Meir Sha'arim. And his brothers-in-law were the famous Rav Moshe Finkel, Rav Aaron Cohen, Rav Yecheskel Sarner, Moshe Chavroni, all Chevroners. So, and like, as I mentioned, his Svarim are Chelkel Shal Yosef, published in Kaidan in 1926, and Truas Melech, 1937. Those are Sfarim that we have. They are available on Hebrew Books. You go there. And now we will begin now that we know a little bit about the great Rabbi Yosef Zussmanovich Dileon, Zussman, Yerushalmi. So now we can learn a little bit of his Torah. There's a kasha that was asked him by his brother of Yaakov Tzvi, who was Nifter B'Tzihusoi. He asked him the following kasha. The Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph tries to find the source that Ayin Tachas Ayin doesn't mean literally an eye for an eye. Called in Yiddish Lex Talionis. But rather, it means mammon. Pay mammon. So the Gemara brings a raya. Rashbi says, I'll tell you why it has to mean mammon. It can't mean an eye for an eye. Because let's say you can't take an eye for an eye. For example, let's say the guy knocks his friend's eyes out, his fellow's eyes out, and he himself doesn't, is blind. So you can't do an eye for an eye. So it must be it means mammon. The Gemara's doche, no. Really, it means an eye for an eye, but hecha de'efsher, efsher, hecha de'lo'efsher, lo'efsher. And then when you could do it, you could do it. When you can't, you can't. And the Gemara brings a raya, and the raya is from Terefa. Terefa shaharages hanefesh. What are you going to do? You can't, when a Terefa, a person is going to die within 12 months, he has a certain illness, he's going to die within 12 months, you can't kill him. Why can't you kill him? Because it's Eidus Yatechol Azima. You can't make Eidim Zomimin. Because Eidim Zomimin is you do to them what they wanted to do to the aid, and you can't do that by a Terefa, because they wanted to kill a dead man, a Terefa. And therefore, if you kill them, they're living people. So since you can't do it, it's a Mimela. And we have a rule. As the Gemara mentioned, the rule is, Mishpat Echad Yelechem, Mishpat Echad Lekulchem. there's one law for everybody. So that was Rashbi's raya. Rashbi's raya is there's one law for everybody. So Mamela, since you can't do it with the blind guy, you can't do Ayin Tachas Zayin, so you can't do it for anybody. And the Gemara says, no, maybe Hechdev Sher Sher Lov Sher Lov Sher. When it's possible, it's not, it's not. Meaning the Treifa, normally when somebody's Harigas HaNefesh, you do kill him. But a treif is an exception because Z'efsher. It is Mishpat Echad Yehi L'Kulchem. But a treif is Z'efsher. Echad Efsher, Efsher, Echad Yehi L'Efsher, L'Efsher. That would be an anomaly, a treif is Shaharges HaNefesh. Because you can't do it because it's Eidu Shiat Echol Azima. So the Mela, really the Gemara says that maybe it does mean not literally an eye for an eye. When you can do it, you do it. When you can't, you can't. And that's Mishpat Echad Yehi L'Kulchem. It is one Mishpat wherever it's possible. And where it's not possible, it's not possible. So the Kasha, Rav Yaakov Tzvi, asked his older brother, the great Gaon, Rav Yosef, Nifter was killed at the young age of 46. Imagine how much more Torah we would have had from him and what the world lost. So he says, I don't understand. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Ayin Ches, that if a Sanhedrin sees a Tshreif Shehargas HaNefesh, they kill him. And here that they don't kill him, it's because it's Eidu Shteachol Azima. So it is Mishpat Echad Yehi L'Kulchem. So why is the Gemara being doicha? The Gemara is doicha that hecha de lo efsher, lo efsher. So a treifa is not efsher. A treifa, you can't, shargas and efsher, you can't kill like you would kill a normal murderer. You can't execute him like you would execute a normal murderer. Because lo efsher. So Rav Yaakov Tzvi Zismanovich asks, Dileon asks, but that's not a raya of the treifa. That hecha de lo efsher lo efsher. Treifa is efsher of efsher. Why is treifa efsher? Because treifa, the Sanhedrin that sees treifa kill somebody, they kill the treifa. So just if someone else sees him, so it's Eidu Shteachol Azim. In any case, Eidu Shteachol Azim is not good Eidus. But don't bring Treifa as an anomaly. Say, oh, Treifa is a case of low Efsher. No, Treifa is a case of Efsher. The reason you can't kill a Treifa is because when someone else sees him kill and testifies, because Eidu Shteachol Azim, because you can't do to the Eidim what they wanted to do to the Treifa. They want to kill a person who's already dead and the Edom are alive. See, it's Edus that can't be Edom Zelman, can't make him Edom Zelman, so it's not good Edus. So therefore, you don't, a treif for Shargas and Everson, other people say you don't execute him, but a treif for the Harag Nefs of the Faith Sanhedrin, you do. So he was bothered. Why is the Gemara bringing treif as a raya? That Hecha de lo efsher, lo efsher, the treif is not a raya. In Algemein, Bofen Klali, treif is efsher. If Sanhedrin saw it. Just in, if it's Eidu Shteachol Azima, then no. But again, that's not, it has nothing to do with Treifa. Always Eidu Shteachol Azima. You don't, the Eidus is puzzle. But Treifa, in principle, you do kill. Treifa, Shargas, and Efesh, you do kill. So that's his kasha. And in it's brought in a Sefer. It's an amazing Sefer. I hope we have many, many Shiurim based on the Torah in the Sefer. I hope God should give me life and health and all of us. First you and then me and Lanu L'Kol Yisrael Ami. So it's called Udi Me'esh, Embers from the Fire. And this is a 598-page sefer of the Torah of the people who perished. Of course, many of them have their own Sfarim. So it's so chashuv to, it says in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, when you learn the Torah of a tzaddik or anybody, so his neshama is grafted onto your neshama. So it's schus for him that we learn his Torah, and it's much bigger schus for us that we can connect to these Ga'inim and Tzaddikim. Akopanam Azayit gefragt, their Brüder, their younger Brüder. So, as they say in modern Hebrew, Rav Zussmanovich lo nishal chayav. He doesn't let this go by. In court, in Daidlich, Katzar v'lanyan, he gives a teretz. And the teretz is as a, right away he went into his Oitzer HaChochma that he had in his brain, the computer program that we have in the computer, and he had in his brain. And he said, look, it says in the 10th parak of Niskei Momen, Aluch HaZayin, Azoy, Shor Shalad and Shreifash Einu Niskel Shenemar Gamba Lov Yumas. The axe of a treifa doesn't get skila. Why does the axe of a treifa not get skila? The axe belonging to another treifa doesn't get skila. Normally, when an animal kills a human being, the animal is stoned, and the owner has to pay kofer. He has to pay a fine instead of being killed. He also should be killed. But in lieu of being killed, he pays a fine. Kach go omeret haTorah b'parashat Mishpatim. But if it's an Adam Treifa, his axe, the axe isn't stoned. Why? Because it says v'gam balav yumas k'misa balam kach misa shor v'kevin shebalam k'meis chashuvim. Since the balam are like dead, he's a treifa. The balam is a treifa. He's like dead. Ve'enam tzrichin misa hareza pater. So the shor is pater because the shor dies like the. We have in Sanhedrin, Misa Bailam Kach Misa Sashor. So we compare the Misa of the Bailam to the Misa of the Shore. But here there's no Misa Bailam because the Bailam's already dead. He's a treifa. So maybe the Shore is not killed. The Shore is not stoned. Kach Kotev HaRambam, the Perek Yud Niskei Mamon. Rav Zussmanovich explains, Biur HaDvorim, that Kofer patters me Misa. Kofer absolves him from death. But if it's a treifa, there's no kofer. There's no kofer to talk about. There's no misa. There's no misa. There's no kofer. And if there's no misa, no kofer for the bailim, because he's a treifa, so the male of the shore isn't killed either. And why? The av shim be bifnei beis din horag neharag. Mikol mokom. Halachically, practically, you can kill a treifa, but halachically, you cannot. So it's true that if he kills before the Beis Din, he is practically killed in a very gashmiistic, down-to-earth way. He's executed by the Beis Din. But it's not because he has a chi of misa. That's not called a chi of misa. The Torah says that a rotzeach gets a chi of misa. But a treifa does not. A treifa, by definition, can't get a chi of misa. Why not? Because he's already dead. Like we see in the Rambam. The shor isn't killed because he's not, but he can't be killed. The owner can't be killed. So therefore, the Gemara is correct in saying that the case of treifa is an anomaly. It's not pshat that really you can kill a treifa, like if Sanhedrin shero treifa sharagas hanefesh katlin anlay, that he is killed. Just if it's not the Sanhedrin who saw him, it's edu shiatei chol azim. But in general, like it seems from Sanhedrin ayin ches, but in general. If we don't have an Eidu Shiyatei Chol HaZim problem, you can kill a treifa. So why does the Gemara give it as an example of low efsher? That you can't carry out the death penalty by a treifa? You can. If Sanhedrin sees, you can. Just if not, then you have an Eidu Shiyatei Chol HaZim problem. But in general, you can kill a treifa. That was the kasha. The answer is no, you can't. Because a treifa is already dead. So what do we say? Heichad, when you can... A treifa you can never halachically kill. And even if you kill him practically, Sanhedrin so, but that's not called halachically killing. And therefore, normally a rotzeach is executed halachically. But Atreifa's never, because he's always considered dead. And therefore you see from here that Hecha de Efsher, Efsher, Hecha de Lo Efsher, Lo Efsher. When you can do it, you do it. If you can't, you can't. So in Ayin Tach HaZayin, if the guy has eyes, then you do it. And if not, then not. Then you knock out his eyes, and if not, then it's money. But who says that it's mammon? So that's the pshat in the Gemara and Bava Kamma, Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, and the teretz to the kasha of Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi de Leon Zusmanovich, Zichrono Levracha. And now, this is just, that was the answer, but now he goes on, Baruch Hashem, to involved discussion. May I time an early Dabar Chodesh. For this reason, I want to say something new. That even though we pass Kintrei V'Shargis and Evesh B'Fnei Beis Dinerag, even though he's killed, but he's not killed with Saif. Because why is he killed? So the Gemara says in Ayin Ches, he's killed. He's killed because it will be out of Rami Kirbecha. And you have to eradicate the evil from within your midst. So you don't give him Saif. Shreif Sharag, normally, when a person kills, what does he get? He gets Saif. He gets the sword. That's in a regular case. But if he's a Treif Shaharag, he doesn't get Saif. Why not? Because it's not a classical Chi of Misa. It's just to be out of Rami Kirbecha. Zok de Gemara b'fnei Beis Din Chayiv d'chsibu v'yarto Rami Kirbecha. So you eradicate the evil within your midst. However you can do that, you do it. So therefore, the chiddush that we have here, this is the second chiddush. Well, the first chiddush was the kasha. The second chiddush was the teretz. And now the third chiddush is based on the teretz that you can't carry out misa by a treifa. So when you actually do kill him, doesn't have to be b'sayif, because it'll be arta rami kirbecha. However, you can eradicate the evil from within your midst. And in fact, in this mitzvah saseh of b'arta rami kirbecha, we see two gedorim. Ha'echad u'shenarog is kol ha'machuyav misa b'misa zu shechiyavtoi Torah. One is that anybody who's machuyav misa, we give him the chiyuv misa that the Torah says. If someone's mechuyav skila, we give him skila. And that's what the Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvah Sharish Yadalid. Lashon HaRamban, ani ohev et lashon shel harishonim. V'yom nam das harav she'ein shem ha'mesurim lanu imnu b'mitzvah hu ha'toy v'ayosha. That the Rav, the Rambam says that the Einshim, our mitzvahs, that is good, that's correct. That's right. Because we have a mitzvah to carry out the din on those who are mechuyav. The Gemara says it's a kalvachomer because the Yavo Esev v'yitcha loisa say, meaning, what does it mean, ritzicha? Here it means in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Hey. It means Mrs. Bazdin. Mrs. Bazdin overrides Shabbos. So you see that Mrs. Bazdin, Esse Dechaloise is a mitzvah, so Yavamis, the Vavamit Bez. You see Mrs. Bazdin's a mitzvah. Mrs. Bazin Dachia, my time does the essay the Eloise of Dachi Lysis. So this is a mitzvah essay. So it is a mitzvah. A neuro beminion oshion chimim in lavechad be mitzvah behem, be mitzvah and vichimakula mitzvah achas, and hefresh ben a mosab ebner of affairs, venere elisha nachem at the venom bus. quoting a pasuk shenemar, "Uvi'ata ra mikirbecha." This is one mitzvah of uvi'ata ra mikirbecha that covers all the mitzvahs based in. Amu ba'er roisei rois mi Yisrael. Remove those who do evil from the Jewish people. Who mitzvah esei shall deserve mitzvah esei. They're different categories. Sometimes it's skila, sometimes it's sreifa. This is the mitzvah to kill all over Avera, everybody according to their din. The Rosh in the first parak of Makkos writes that the Chi of Edim Lahaira al Machi of Mises also midin uviyata ra mikirbecha. We had a whole share in uviyata ra mikirbecha. It's somewhere out there recorded. It was a delicious shir. My memory serves me correctly. Siyata Dishmaya. So that's one geder of uviyata hara mikirbecha. Aval, yesh geder nosaf. The geder nosaf hu, hu chabiru yivaru min hara, ve'es hara min ha'olam b'mitzius, af b'li kiyum zu, ha'misu shalem shenitztaveinu aleim. The second geder is we should remove the evil from the world. Even if there's no formal chi of misa, just to remove it from the world, like the treifa, you can't do the mitzvah before, he's already dead. But b'mitzius, you get rid of him because he's evil. You have to eradicate the evil from the world. As we speak, the Yama Yoshev B'tzion is involved in a brutal war to the uviyarta ha'ra mikirbecha, mamish v'mitzvah se'esei d'oraisa. Levaris ha'ra min ha'olam. Everyone's saying, mochemes mitzvah, gevaldik, uviyarta, that's a shah suffix, we have a melech, we don't have a melech. Problem. But some say the nations instead of a melech. But it's a mitzvah of Losam L'Adam Riecha to protect Jewish lives is a mitzvah d'oraisa. To conquer Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban say for our mitzvahs. So Dalit, Tzoyaz Ben Abiyadzo Senem and Umois, capture Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. But also V'yata Ramikir Becha, to get rid of the rab b'mitzias. So that's what we're doing with the treif. We're getting rid of Ra from the world. And we have a raya b'chura for this yisod, that there's a biyar d'rami kirbechim when you're not actually practically carrying out the chi of Misa. And here once again, there's this manav which goes into the Yotzer Chachm in his brain, and he plucks out the Gemara in Chulin and Avkuf Mem. Now we have the word Tahiris, and the Gemara says that this is coming to be Memayet Sipori Yer Anidachas. Sipori Yer Anidachas cannot be used, that are Aser Ba'achilu Ba'hana, cannot be used for the Seder Tahir of a Mitzvah. And the Ravine explains that we're talking here about an oif now, the Ir Nidachas is one teretz, but another explanation that Mitaris is Memayit is an oif Shaharges HaNefesh. That the word Tahiris says that you, for Tahiris and Mitzera, you can't use an oif, a bird who killed. Gemara says, what are we talking about? Ita gamar dina. There was already a gemal din. So bar ktala. This oif is chayv mises beis in beskila. So of course you can't shecht it or send it free and be mevatel its mitzvah skila. Of course you can't use it for taras and mitzvah. So it must be talking about before the gemar din. Before the gemar din, the misa. So the Gemara says, which two Tzipora Mitzvah are you talking about? One is sent away, one is shechted. Ilishiluach. If we're talking about the miut is for the one that's going to be sent away, what do you mean? For that, you don't need a miut. Ba'ilis suya beidina, you have to bring it to the Beis Din and be makayim uviyarta ramikirbech. Of course, you're not allowed to send it free. You have to bring it to the basin and be mekayim v'biyarta rami kirbecha. So Ella, so what's the miut? The miut is coming to exclude the bird that's l'shchita. And the pasuk is teaching us that you can't shecht for taras ha-mitzvah, a bird, shehargas ha-nefesh. Even though, even through the shchita, you're mevaris at tzipor hara me'olam. So what do we see from this Gemara? It's very clear from this Gemara that it says you can't send them away because you have to be out there on Mikir Becha. So it must be talking about the bird, that's for Shechita. And that means you're going to be Mekayim will be out there on Mikir Becha. And nevertheless, you need the Miyut that says, but still, that such a bird, Shaharagas HaNefesh, Of Shaharagas HaNefesh, it still can't be used for Taras HaMitzara, for the Shechita, even though there's no problem with not being Mekayim will be out there on Mikir Becha, because you are Mekayim will be out there on Mikir Becha. So you see that just shechita, just getting rid of this bird, is a kiyum of yar tara mikirbecha. So that proves our yisod that that just eradicating evil, even if it's not done in the formal way of the misa that the Torah delineates, it's still a kiyum of yar tara mikirbecha. Because here we're talking about a bird. There's no chaloi skili yet, and memela. Just by shechting it, your mekayim uviyar tara mikir becha, everything is fine. And if we need a special miut to say no, not kosher, can't do that. So that proves our yisod that there are two types of uviyar tara mikir becha. One is doing the mitzvahs based in, and one is just eradicating evil from our midst in any which way. So there's more to discuss about this raya. And we, the Shir B'zat Hashem, continue. And then we have a ha'ara here that Rav Zussmanovich received from Yechiel B'Richiel Michal Tukachinsky, a short ha'ara, and then he takes that, he answers the ha'ara, and then he just goes on. A lot more to say. So Rav Yisai, please stay tuned. And we are going to see more neflos mitaras Hashem, but I really see it as a tremendous chus that we were able to learn this Torah and amir Hashem. Nachnu namshich, azna li she'er imanu v'li neder namshich. Shalom, shalom.